Okay. Yes. All righty. So this Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, we begin Sefer Bamidbar. We start with Parshas Bamidbar, which is always, well, not quite always, but most of the time, overwhelming majority of the time, Parshas Bamidbar is read on the Shabbos before Shavuot. It's Erev Shavuot, Mamash. So I want to speak this evening about something that's in the Parsha, defining a word that appears throughout Tanakh, as we'll see, and including it here in Parshas Bamidbar, and related to the question of whether it's proper to follow this practice of staying all night on the Erev Shavuot or not. We'll see what the issues are.
Is it proper or is it proper?
Right, okay. So let's see. Leaving out the problem, Shachar. So begin with the Pasuk here in Parshas Bamidbar, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis. Parshas Bamidbar begins the Chumash HaPekudim, the senses. In fact, that's the mnemonic that's used often to remember when we read Parshas Bamidbar. It says, Manu V'Itzru, count, and then Itzru Atzeres, and have Shavuos. We have a count, that's Parshas Bamidbar. So the census taken of the Jewish people, and in the census we know that the Levim had a special status. So in Perek Gimel Pasuk Beis Ani Hinei Lakachtis Alavim, he told when he saw Tachas Kol Bechor Petarech when he saw Lahuli Alavim, the Levim take the place in some sense of the firstborn of the Bechor, okay, in terms of avoda. And then Pasuk Yud Gimel Kili Kol Bechor, really I own, so to speak, every Bechor. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu Biyom HaKosi Kol Bechor Meretz Yisrael, going back to the day when I killed all the Egyptian firstborn and spared the Jewish firstborn, Pesach, Passover, right? Passover, the house is exactly called Bechor B'Yisrael. The other one, Adheima, Li Yiyu, Ani Hashem. That's the pasuk here in Parshas Bamidbar. It's a similar pasuk in a few weeks hence, Parshas Bahalosa, Perek Ches of the Midrash, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ches Source 2. Again, Ki Li called Bechor B'Yisrael, Banu Abheima. I own every Bechor, male, I mean, people and animals. The Yom HaKosi called Bechor B'Yisrael, I sanctified them on the day when I smote, I hit, I beat, defeated, destroyed all the Egyptian firstborn, and then you Levim, Tachas Kol Bechor B'nei Yisrael, and they call the Levim instead of the Bechor. Okay, so nothing dramatic about that pasuk except the following: it says in both Pesukim that Kili Kol Bechor B'Yom HaKosi Kol Bechor B'Eretz Yisrael, going back to the day, the Yom, the day on which I destroyed and killed the Egyptian firstborn in Eretz Yisrael. Both Pesukim have that phrase. Yom HaKosi Kol Bechor B'Eretz Yisrael. Well, if we take the word Yom literally to mean day instead of night, we have a problem because we know the Makos Bechoros did not take place during the daytime, but rather the nighttime. As the Pasuk says, Source 3, Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Kof Tes and Shmos, Vayhi Bachti Alayla, Vashem Hi Kol Bechor B'Eretz Yisrael. It was the middle of the night. It wasn't during the day. So that's exactly what we're looking at now. I would answer it with me. It's not a big question. Okay, day, just like in English, day can mean a 24-hour unit. And day can also mean day as opposed to night. So in summer, when it says the day I defeated the Mitzrayim, I killed the Egyptian firstborn, it means day, but including the night. So it's not a steer to the fact that it says Mahibach Tzialala. However, Chazal didn't seem to understand it that way. There is a Masechta, one of the so-called minor Masechtas, minor tractates, Masechtas, called Masechtas Smachos, which deals with the laws mostly of Avelos. Printed in the beginning of Masechtas Smachos, is a Masechtas Smachos, these Masechtas Tanas are not regular Gemaras, they're later. Okay, the category of the Brisa, so to speak. Anyway, so the Brisa Maseches Machos begins with the introduction of Psicha. This print on the top, I don't know exactly what it has to do with Avelis exactly, because it does speak about death. It says as follows, source number 4, the Psicha to Maseches Machos. Vahi Bachti Alayla Vahashem Hikocho Bechor. That's one Pasuk. And Uchsiv, the other Pasuk, it doesn't quote the one here in Bamidbar, but rather the one in Balos. Vahkili Kol Bechor Bihom HaKosi Kol Bechor. So the Brisa, this statement of Masechet Smachos, views that as a spirit. Okay, how can you say it was B'Yom HaKosi Kol Bechor when it took place Bachti Avayla? So, Vatomesh, Ar Yochanan, Afo Pishahiko Samakas Moves Mechati Avayla. In fact, the beating, the Kadosh Baruch Hu sort of attacked them, smote them in the middle of the night, right? Haisam Nashim, if our parents by them out of Boker, their lives kind of like disappeared or, you know, slowly ebbed away kind of till the morning, right? In other words, why? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to see. Kadosh Baruch Hu, well, goodie. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the B'nai Yisrael the next morning to see, right? I let my, just like you're supposed to let the mother know when you give a candy to a baby. That's true. But they give a mushroom headdress in this source. It says you give something to a kid, you tell his mother. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, let me let the people know what's going on. and they'll say Kadesh Yiro Bon Abisonayim. Now, I'm not that interested right now in the resolution to the problem, but the fact that the Rabbi Yochanan considers it a stira to begin with, understands that he took the word Yom literally, and he said, "How can you say Yom Hakosikol Bechor? What happened at night?" So he gives a teretz. Well, the initial illness or the initial attack was at night, but they kind of survived till the morning. Again, the details of the story are not our problem right now. But again, you see from the presentation that the word Yom is taken literally to mean Yom, day, as opposed to night, and not the 24-hour day. Otherwise, it would be a spirit. So you see the Chazal over here understood Yom literally. So he kind of come up with a teretz, whatever the teretz is. But it was a teretz. Now, obviously, in many places, Yom would seem to mean the 24-hour unit, Yom and Lila. After all, we look back in Parshas Bereishit. Parak Aleph, Pasuk Hei, so it's Vayikra Elokim Lo'or Yom Elachoshek Or Lila, Vayerev Vayivoker Yom Echad. So Yom there obviously means Erev and Boker. Now, you could argue, well, that's because it says Erev and Boker, again, implying that maybe when it says Yom by itself without specifying, it means only the daytime. But again, or you could say, no, Yom is there defined as Erev and Boker. So you can really read it both ways. There's a Pasuk in Malachim Beis, Parak Zion, Pasuk Test, we spoke about a few weeks ago, the Arba Mitzorai. Remember the four Gehaz and his three sons were outside the city of Shechem when the city of Shechem was laid siege to by the people of Aram. Then they ran away in the middle of the night. These four Mitzorayim came in the middle of the night and saw, and it says there in Pasuk Test, the Malachim Beis, Parak Zion, today is a day of good news. Right? They realize that the people around ran away and they're going to have all the food and everything. The siege is over. And anyway, they say they called it a Yom Besorah, but clearly they were talking at night because the end of the positive, B'chikinuat or Haboker. We wait till the morning. So they were talking till the night, yet it says Yom. So there you see from that positive that Yom means day plus night, right? It doesn't just mean day as opposed to night, just like in English. However, we're going to try and demonstrate that in point of fact, many times Chazal understood Yom to mean day, daylight, and not night, dafka. Okay, for example, Brachas Memor Al. We'll go through these sources quickly. So I say, Brachas Memor Al. Omar Kro, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. We're looking at source 7. I printed the Pasuk for you. Tilim Parak Sech Samaches. Pasuk Chal, Baruch Hashem Yom 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 Really, we only bless Hashem in the daytime? Again, it would have been me. I would have asked, Yom means it. You see from the Kasha that what? That Yom is understood to mean Yom and not Laila. That Gemara asked, Yom Bevarchan Oso, Lo Belaila. Okay, so the answer that interests me now, just in the fact that it's a Kasha, indicates that it understood that Yom meant day and not night. All right, similar thing. In Yeshaya, Parak Nunches, Pasuk Bay, source 9. Vosi Yom Yom Yidroshu. So the Gemara Chagiga, Hema Bay, similar drosha as we had in Brachas, on Daf Mem, source 10. Nafra Yechel, Mem Yidroshu, Vodarshu, Vosi Yom Yom Yidroshu, etc. Vichi Bayom Darshan Oso, Vaila Ein Darshan Oso. Same question. So clearly in these Gemaras, Brachas, Daf Mem, Chagiga, Daf Hey, the Gemara understands that Yom means day and not night. Okay, now in both places of our show, as a comment in the Chidush HaGadol, 11. Brachas Memorav Dumas Omar Kor Kagiga Hamid Beis Dumas Habarogil. Okay, in both places the Marsha says that's because here in both of these two it says Yom Yom repeated twice. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Oh, see Yom Yom Yidroshim. So there says the Marsha in that place it means Dafki Yom. It's almost like a beer, so to speak. There it means Yom. Usually says the Marsha Ubechom Machum Alayla Bechala Yom. Usually Yom means the 24-hour unit including nighttime. Here it says Yom Yom. That's what prompted the Gemara to ask the Kasha. However, with due respect to the Marsha, there are quite a number of other places where Yom seems to mean only. Oh, we're going to get to the mitzvah. So we'll start with Pesukim in the Torah. Okay, Parshas Mishpatim, Parakavala Pasuk Chof, 13. The Chiyake Isha Sabdo, person who kills his Eved Kanani. The Chiyake Isha Sabdo, someone who says, "Umei Tachzor Nachim Rakim." He's put to death. Achim Yom or Yomayim Yamo, Lo Yukam Kichas Bohu. But if he survives a day or two, then the owner's not put to death. What do you mean, Yom or Yomayim? Well, which is it, a day or 2 days? I mean, if it's Yom. So the Rashi there in Parshas Mishpatim says, Achim Yom, Yom, Lo Yukam, Yom, Yom, Echad, Upata, Yomayim, Lo Kosha, Kane. What do you have to say Yomayim for? He says, El Yom, Shehu, Ki Yomayim. Talking about a day that's like 2 days. In what sense? Eze? Zeme, Eze, La Eze. So again, there, that implies that Yom by itself means what? Only day and not night. There it says Yom or Yomayim. To say no means Me'eis Leis, the 24-hour unit. Okay? Pasuk Yoshua, Perek Yud, Pasukim Yud, Beis Yud, Gimel. That's when the sun stands still for Yoshua. Right? Perek Yud, so the end of Pasuk Yud, Beis, is where it says, Vayomer Leim, Yisro Shemesh B'Givom Dom, Yoreach Ve'im HaKai Alon. And the next Pasuk Yud, Gimel says, Vayidom HaShemesh Yoreach, Amar Ad Yikom Goy, Ovam HaLoksu HaSev Yoshua, Vayamar HaShemesh V'Nasi Yom, V'Oat HaVo Kiyom Tomim. There's a big machokas in Avodah Zarah, Chav Heim and Alpha, Finland 16, and the Rashi in 17. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. Very interesting. Exactly how long did the sun stand still? And then we'll read the Gemara. B'shar Shalom Chama Yoshua, right? Vayamur HaShemesh. It sounds like it stopped twice. That's a drush, I'll figure out. Okay? Kama Amr V'Kama Amr Shum and Levi Esim V'Arbo Shoy. Ozil Shis V'Kam Shis, Ozil Shis V'Kam Shis. Okay? Because the Pasuk concludes, Pasuk Yud Gimel concludes, Yeshua Paragir, Pasuk concludes, look at 15. Below also, ki yom tamim. Yom tamim means like tamim is by seer, right? Yom tamim is what? Full day. So he says the episode lasted for 24 hours. Kula milsa ki yom, the whole episode 24 hours. So the sun stood still for six, and it moved for six, and stood still for another six. Okay, that's what Rabbi Yeshua and Levi said. Rabbi Loza Amar slow shim v'shish. The whole episode lasted 36 hours. Ozil shish, it moved for six, then it stood still for 12 hours. Then it moved for another six, and then it stood still for 12 hours. Again, it stood for Yom Tomim, 24 hours. The question is, when did it move? He held the whole episode was 24 hours. And he held, no, the standing still was 24 hours, right, with the 6 hours moving between. Then another thing, that's what the Yom Tomim means, the end. Anyway, however you learn, it's a fascinating question how long this miracle lasted. Okay, but there it clearly says that the Yom Tamim, the first with the end of the pasuk, is a 24-hour unit. The end of pasuk Yud Gimel. Other questions was the whole story 24 hours. It stood 24 hours, or it stood for the last time 24 hours, but really it was much, much longer. So, but be that as it may, you see Yom means 24 hours. But again, there, what does it say? Yom Tamim. Yom Tamim means the full 24 hours, implying that what? Yom by itself means only daytime and not nighttime. Famous pasuk 18, Megillas Esther, Perek Dalet, pasuk Tzayin, when she is told by Mordechai to appeal to Achashverosh to save the Jews, etc. What does it say? So Perek Dalet, pasuk Tzayin, Leich Kinosis Kol Yehudim Asher B'Shushan Harinzoim B'Shushan V'Tzumo Alai V'Al Tochu V'Al Tishtu Shloshes Yomim Laila V'Yom. There it says Laila V'Yom. She specifies the fast is night and day, right? I mean, even Arasad Tzum Cain and so on and so forth, right? That's the Esther appeals. And it says, well, Yom, again implying that Yom alone might have thought, okay, they got a fast for 3 days, but they can eat at night. So therefore she says, no, Dafka says, Shlosh is Mim, Lila Vayom. Again implying that Yom by itself means only daylight. Similarly, we all know this Mishnah, Brachas Yud Beis, or Beis in the Haggadah, right? Maskirin Yitzchias Mitzrayim Balelo. So this is the machlokas. We have to say the third parsha of Kriyishma night. Okay. So because the third parsha of Kriyishma talks mostly about tzitzis, which is only a daytime mitzvah, not a nighttime mitzvah. So we have to say the third paragraph of night. So it says, yeah, Maskirin Yitzchias Mitzrayim Balelo. Amal was an Azariah, right? Harei Nikiven Shivim Shana. We all know this from the Pesach, right? Yeah, I'm like 70 years old. He wasn't really 70. Rashi says he looked like 70. We all know, right? But those achisis shetamit Mitzrayim Balelo. At Shadrashim and Zomash and Emma. Here it is. Leman Tizgars Yom Tzeis Chameretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. Yemei Chayecha by itself Yom means what? Hayomim. Kol Yemei Chayecha. It's only because you have the ribu, you have Kol. Oh, Kol Yemei Chayecha. Tamim. Aleos, exactly. It's like Tamim. Again, implying that Yomim. And a Chacham was something else. Yemei Chayecha was there. And Lohavim was Mashiach. And Kol Yemei Chayecha is Lohavim was Mashiach. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Ben Zoma, again, Yemei Yom by itself means only daytime. Yemei Chayecha, Hayomim. It's only because it says Kol Yemei Chayecha that it means the whole 24 hours. And that is a Mezidah alluded to, of course, the famous Mishnah Megillah, Chaf Amud Beis, source 22, the famous Mishnah Megillah, has a whole list of things that are kosher mitzvahs that we do during the day. Kol Hayom Kosher, L'Kriyas HaMegillah, L'Kriyas HaHal, L'Kriyas Shofar, Utzis Lolov, Utzvilas Musafen, Umusafen, L'Vida Parim, L'Vida Maiz, L'Vida Makipurim, Smicha Shito, a whole list you can read yourself, a whole bunch of things the Mishnah lists off that are done during the day. And Rashi explains, 23. I call him kosher, even though you should do it in the morning. You know, I've got the common reason like the mitzvahs, okay? Because you know, I ask him from a book, and nevertheless, it's all good. How do we know? The Gemara says, "Menolam, How do we know these are daytime mitzvahs? The Gemara explains for each one. And I printed the psukim for you. That's what so many sources have. I printed the psukim for you. You can look down in 26. I don't know the Megillah is read during the day. Because Esther Perek Tes Pasuk Chav Ches V'Hayomim Ha'Ela Niz Karmen Asim V'Chol Dor V'Dor Mishpacha Mishpacha Medina Medina V'Ir V'Ir etc. V'Yapur Ma'Ela Yavim V'Tach Yehudim V'Zichom V'Yosu V'Zahar Right? So Hayomim Ha'Ela. The Gemara says that's the proof that when you read the Megillah during the day. Obviously, how did Chazal understand the word Yomim? Day. What about Halal? I don't know Halal is during the day. So it's 27. The Gemara has a Mizrach Shemesh Shavuot. The sun rises till set. That's one. But then the ones rise. Parakuf Yud Ches until and Pasuk Chav Dal in Halal. The Hayom Asa Hashem Nagilav and Isuchavo. End of Halal, right? What about Lulav? Again, 28. Parashat Shemur Vayikra Parakuf Gilav Pasuk Memu Lekachta Mochem Hayom Arishon. Each time they dash with Yom. Kiyah Shofar 29. From Midbar Parakuf Tes Pasuk Alav and Parashat Pinach is Lachodesh Yotzi Becha Lachodesh Mikra Kodesh Yelachem Kamechaz Alav Sasu Yom Tzua Yelachem. Okay, Yom means day. And in terms of the karbonos, right, a whole bunch of things listed in that Mishnah, which relate to karbonos, parakav gimel pasuk lamed zayin, parashat emor also, eile mod Hashem, hashatikus umikor kodesh lakvidish al Hashem, olo mincha, zevach unisachim, var yom biyomo. So again, yom, all these things are closed, and on. Okay, I didn't quote even the whole Gemara. Okay, Yom Kippur, and how do you know the video of Yom Kippur is during the day? It's Yom Kippur also, 31. Parak Tes Zayin of Ikra Pasuk Lamed. Ki Vayom Azeh Yechaper Aleichem.
That's the
beginning
of the
Kohen Gadol. Yeah, that's what we're looking at. Yeah, there we are. The Kapar Yom Kippur is during the day. That's a whole discussion more in Shavuos. The person died in the middle of the night of Yom Kippur. Didn't get the Kapar Yom Kippur because it's the day. But anyway, from all of these sources. Now, I just point out the Gemara in Menachos, Ayin Beis Menachos, talking about Ketzirah HaOmer, says that when all these mitzvahs are daytime mitzvahs, it means day and not night. And the nighttime means night and not day, because the rest of the mission talks about the nighttime mitzvahs. Zeachal, Menachos Ayin Beis Menachos, 32, Zeachal, Dover Shemitzvoso Kalayom, Kosher Kalayom, Dover Shemitzvoso Malala, Kosher Kalayom, Katari Laila Dumi Diyom, Mad Diyom, Belayla Lo, those mitzvahs are day, we don't blow shofar at night, we don't wait a little bit at night, we don't say howl at night, leaving out Pesach, exception, we don't, all the other things, we don't do at night, right, howl, huh? What's that? I just said Pesach exception. Exception. Pesach exception. Pesach an exception. Okay. The Seder Pesach in the Haggadah is certainly an exception. The Hallel in the Haggadah is certainly an exception. It's not the same kind of Hallel. Some shuls say Hallel also in Shul. My shul does also. It's an exception. But be that as it may, we have these rules. Okay. And Rashi quotes another pasuk. Rashi says, the Shechita is Zvikas Adomim, Tichsiv, in the Parashat Tzav, I printed in Surah 34, Parag Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Ches, Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Bar Sinai, B'Yom Tavoso, Es Mei Yisrael HaKim Es Korban Ayim. So all these psukim indicate that Yom, really by itself, is understood by Chazal to mean day and not night, which presents an interesting problem that will lead into our discussion about Shavuos. Okay? But now we understand at least why the Gemara had a kasha, the Baisa Masechus Smachos had a kasha. Again, before we learned all this, I would have assumed that Yom means 24-hour unit. So what do you have? How can we with a stira? It says in our parsha, in the parsha of Baloscha, it says here in Bamidbar also, B'yom ha'kosi kol b'chor b'eretz Yisrael, the day when I killed those Egyptians firstborn, and we know that it happened night b'chtia laila, I would have answered that's a close kasha. No, that means the day. But the Yochanan didn't answer. The Yochanan gave a teretz. The Baka was at night, but they didn't die till the morning. Whatever his teretz is. We understand that better now, why it was even a stira. We see all these sources that seem to indicate that Yom Taka means day and not night.
So we had unless
otherwise specified.
All we need is one or two others to see that it depends.
Yeah, but all the others seem to have, it said Yom Tomim, it says Kol Yomei Chayecha, right? So all the others seem to have other, other indications. So that's the problem.
Okay? It doesn't mean only in daytime.
That's true. Okay.
Even though it says Yom Teruah for the shofar,
but
it also says the 15th for the first day of the month. What's the lesson over there? It doesn't say B'yom Chamish Azer?
No, it says. Kachta Chamav Rishon creates other.
No, we three psukim before. It says in the seventh month and the 15th.
It says Vachodesh Yiri Be'echad Lachodesh. It says Rosh Hashanah. It says Vachodesh Yiri Be'echad Lachodesh. Vachodesh Yiri Be'echad Lachodesh. Vachodesh Yiri Be'echad Lachodesh.
And Sukkot and Pesach?
Also. I don't know. But anyway, the point being that certainly we can make a case that Yom means Yom and not night. And that presents us with the following problem. And that is the mitzvah, the Pasuk says, Parshas Bo, Perkei Gimel, Pasuk Ches, which I would have easily lumped together with all these. V'igadat alavincha, v'yom ahu lemor, v'av v'zeo, so Hashem alim, it says in Mitzrayim, and it's just the place in Mitzrayim. Yeah, one second. But here they dafka have a drusha. Right? The drusha in the Mechilta, Mechilta Vishmo, 36, Mesechta Lepischa Pasha Yud Zayin, v'igadat alavincha, it's in the Haggadah, almost verbatim. Yochom Merz Chodesh, right? It's a Shomea Ani Merz Chodesh, same idea. Yochom Merz Shomea Ani Merz Chodesh, Tamil Lomer v'yom ahu. If we would have said Bayom Ahu, so I would have thought Takir is Bivod Yom, the mitzvah of Sipur Yisrael is Bayom, because Yom again means day, right? Yochum Vod Yom, Erev Pesach, in other words, Talmud Lomar, Bavar Zeb, Vishor Sheish Matzo Mor, Menachem Afanecha, Al Shulchan Echa. Right, we have it almost verbatim in the Haggadah. So you see from there too, V'igadat Olavincha Bayom Ahu is understood. E Bayom Ahu, I would have thought Bivod Yom, the Takir the mitzvah of Sipur Yisrael is during the daytime, Talmud Lomar, it's got to be Vishor Sheish Matzo Mor, Menachem Afanecha. And Matzah, we know, I printed in 37, Parshas Bo, Parakid Beis, Shmuel, Parakid Yuchaz, Parishim Barba, Sayom HaChodesh Ba'erev, Tokhu Matzah, Ad Yom, Ho'echad, Ve'ezim HaChodesh Ba'erev. There's the Ba'erev Tokhu Matzah, right? Ba'erev Tokhu Matzah. So that's got to be at night. So the question is, but why is that true? Well, it's a funny drasha. Tataka sounds in the Pasuk like Sipurisizam should be during the daytime. And yet we know Sipurisizam is only at night. You know, the answer is because of Bavur Zeh. But why? So why they say then Bayom Ahu? Why they say Bayom Ahu? It should, you don't need it. Just say you got it on Vincha Bavur Zeh. What was Bavur Ed? Right? You got it on Vincha Bavur Zeh. Bavur Zeh. Sheish Matzah B'Sos. Sheish Matzah Mor. Menachem Menachem. Right?
That's the answer. Yochum Yoshkarish.
That's
what's playing. No. So why say Tamalom Bavur Zeh? Only when the Matzah skip the middle stage. I think they skip the middle. Right. Okay. Okay. You could say that pasuk is a binyan av in a way. Okay. It could be, but it's interesting. The Zohar, and I rarely quote the Zohar, but that's not my area of expertise. But sometimes, So here in Parshas Bo, the Zohar says, before Shavuot, Lamed Chesed Aleph in Krach Beis in Parshas Bo, it says that night was a special night. You mentioned before everything Pesach is an exception. Because there's a pasuk in Tehillim, which I printed in 38, right? Parakuf lametes plus yubayz has a phrase, the laila kayom yoyer. The night of the Tzias Mitzrayim was a different night. That was a special kind of a night. That night shone like the day. I don't mean literally it was sunny out, but in a certain sense it was. That's how the I'm not going to read the whole Zohar inside. Right.
Revelation.
There's even some kind of revelation. There's even some discussion that you mentioned before, Bris Milah. I didn't even quote that. Bris Milah also is by Omar Shmini. Bris Milah is also only during the day.
They had Milah that night.
Some say they did Milah that night. How could it be? The Milah is only during the day. Because that night had a dinner of the day. That's what the Zohar
says.
That was the whole thing. Okay, look at me. But whatever it is, it says this is a special night, and it was a long night. It wasn't quite as long as the nights of the summer. Tammuz and summer. Anyway, it says, quote that pasuk. Right? V'layla kayom yoyer. Okay? Well, I said, love will be like that also. We said that we talk to say that in Pesach, no? It says, was it Korid Yom Ashu Lo Yom Lo Laila, right? That's a pasuk there in Haftorah. In Zechariah, it says, in any event, Lemaisa, it was a special night, and that's what it says, that they saw the suffering of Mitzrayim and so on. Look at the last line of the term, Chula Havet Persum, and he says, Lo Havet Kaim Yom Adi Isbri Alma. Never had something like this since the time of the world was created. Now, that also explains the following question, which really leads us into our discussion about Shavuos. Okay, there's a Tosefta Pesach in Perek Yud Halacha Ches 40, which will sound familiar. My Sefer Rav Gamliel is the Canaan. The story of Gamliel is the Canaan. Shomusubin bebeis baitos ben zun and the Lud. They gathered together once a year in Lud for Pesach, really important. While you osukin behilchos a Pesach kol ha'ayla, and they learned hilchos Pesach all night long until the morning, till kros hagever when the rooster, cock-a-doodle-doos, right? Then he built one of all the hokolah base meis. Then he went to the base meis, which is Adam and Shachris and so on. So we have, of course, in Haggadah. So the 41 is in Haggadah. A little different. My Sibber Velezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shomusum ben Brak. This was in Lud. That was in Ben Brak. Okay, different story. But Misaprin there, they were learning Hilchos Pesach. This time they were learning Misaprin This is Mitzrayim Kalos Alayla Ad Shabbat Tamidim Amalam Rabbeinu. He gives one Kriyas Shema Shachrit. So they stayed up all night. We talk about saying all night Shavuos. The early Tanna, when they stay up all night, Pesach. They stayed up all night Pesach. That's the original practice, apparently. They stayed up all night Pesach. Right? Now we could answer, because that night was a special night, you know, it was like day. Night was like day. So the Maharal Prague in the Gurus Hashem Perak Nun Gimel, source 42, asked a very interesting question. And his parish on Agoda, basically. He says they were in Bnei Brak, they got together and so on. But look at the, they were learning, but look at the third line. Interesting question. How did they deprive themselves of sleep on Yontif? Isn't that a steer to the pleasure of Yontif? Who wants to stay up all night and you're famated and for Tumab home next morning? People
are, who you
are. Oh, okay. But he's asking, finish the whole day, and say, okay, now we have Lachem. We're ready for Yontif. You're supposed to enjoy Yontif. Stay up all night, so you're erect the next day. No? I mean, who knows what, right? And the whole day you're shmatin. So that's all my kasha. The Maharal asks, how do they do that? He says, no, Amu Shaloh, Tzarlem, Ki Michibuv HaMitzvah, HaZman Katzol HaMa'od. It went by like nothing, because they were such a madrega, they loved the mitzvah so much. Like, oh, okay. Shaloh Higish, they didn't even notice that the sun rose. They didn't notice the time was passing by. The kol kachas man kusher shelo hesvush shalom murush. I didn't realize it was dawn yet. That's how wrapped up they were. Then tell me they're going to come down man kriyas shma shoshach. Well, that's good for Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Elazar Azariah. But what manana? What are we going to say? You know, I mean, for most people, staying up all night long makes you erect the next day. And the Maharal says the stickle stira to yontif. Yontif is supposed to be, you know, a time of enjoying and celebration. So, what's the deal with staying up all night Shavuos? Right? And we're turning night into day. We yell with it. Daytime people are awake. That's when we do things. And nighttime people sleep. I'm not saying we have to learn it. I know this. Mara says, Leiva, Lila, and Lagirsa, you know, we're supposed to learn at night. But still, the person has to get a record around to sleep. The post can discuss that people should sleep at night. And, the Taz and others complain about Bochum stay up too late at night learning and then they don't learn well the next day. Okay? I mentioned, I'm saying, but we have other sources. I spoke at a different time, so I'm afraid of these sources. But
3 hours is also reliable.
Depends how much you're right, exactly. And the question is, how do you, you know, again, you have to know what's going on. So, what does the idea of staying up all night Shavuos? So, first of all, we need to stress that staying up all night Shavuos is not, certainly not in the Torah, it's not in the Mishnah, it's not in the Gemara, okay? It's a later practice. So there is a Zohar, huh? The best of my knowledge, the source is right here, the Zohar. I printed two Zohars. In the Hagdama, in the beginning of Bereishis, Tav Ches Amud Aleph, and in Parshas Emor, Tzadi Zayin Beis going over to Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph. Okay, there, in the Zohar, now whatever the Zohar is written, I don't know that problem right now. Let's assume it's in the Talmud. But it's not in the Mishnah, it's not in the Gemara. Sometimes it's all Talmidim, you know, Shavuos is really the only Yontif where there's no identifying mitzvah. I mean, the Hilchos Yontif, obviously, the Hilchos Yontif. In the Beis HaMikdash, you had to bring certain, yeah, right. So cheesecake and blitzes, you know, that's been hugging. But again, midaraisa, there is Hilchos Yontif. I mean, you know, all the Yontif of blood. And you have the Shalech of Karbonis, but you know, actual. So I still, what was staying up all night, Shavuot? Oh, that's not a mitzvah. People think it's not a mitzvah. Okay? It's at best some form of a Hanaga Tova and so on. So the Zohar, it says, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, is only the author of the Zohar, according to many. I'm not going to that problem now. So Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Eloi Baraisa, the Lila, the Kala is Chabas Babaila. The whole imagery here is like the night before a wedding. You know, the groom and the bride are getting ready, and who could sleep? You're all jittery, you're all excited. You can't get to sleep. You want to sleep, you can't. You're so, you know. Now that's basically is going on here, and they're getting themselves ready, and how do we do it? They would spend the whole night learning in the third line, Barais, the Torah, and Avim, and Avim, Ksum, Midrashim, Psukim, and going to be ready for the Chuppah, and so on. And it says towards the end, Mahavir, Shimon, Mekula, Chavar, Miran, and Marina, Barais, and the singing. There's a whole tekes, so there's a whole ceremony. They're up all night getting ready. And in Parshas Emor, right, it says, you should learn this whole night. And if you look, I'm going to find the words. It says that the Chacham Rishon, third line of 44, Valdo Chasida Kadmor Lo Havanaimi Vahai Lilo. They wouldn't sleep this night. Okay, well, they spent the time in learning and getting ready again to greet the Kala. So that's the idea, right? And there's Zakor Chalkem, Ashrei Chalkem, and so on and so forth. So that's the mucker, so to speak, for all night Shavuos. The Pasuk says in Parshas Yisro, a more negative reason.
Zohar?
What? Zohar, yeah.
But he's
okay.
Saying that other people
did. So, yeah, I don't know when exactly, but the earliest written source. Now, there is a Pasuk in Parshas Yisro. Perek Yotes Pasuk is I'm a lane this morning. It says, Vayotze Moshe sa'am likras alokim and amachem v'yishatum sa'ati zohar. Moshe had to bring the people out that morning. They stood at the foot of Mount Sinai. So, Perek Yotes Pasuk in Parshas Mem Aleph, 46. It says that this was a night, and they fell asleep. And Moshe, Vayotze Moshe, 46, Vayotze Moshe l'machan Yisrael, second line, Vayotze Moshe l'mishnasim, Omanam indu mishnasim, kvar boh chosim, v'akit hakawa. That's what happens. You're very excited about something, you can't fall asleep. Then you finally do fall asleep, you oversleep. Because right? You end up falling asleep so late. I'm think of things that you, all of us have experienced in life, where it's dissipating, and you're tossing and turning, and you're excited about it, and you can't fall asleep. Or a kid, you know. A little kid knows he has his birthday party the next day. He can't go fall asleep at night. And he's so excited about it. Then he falls asleep, but he sleeps late. You know? So that's what happened here, according to Brigham. So the Mughal Avram, in terms of Poskim, it's interesting. The Rambam does not bring this meaning. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. The Mughal Avram brings it. The Mughal Avram, in Simon Tov Tzadi Dal, that's the Simon Shavuos, the introduction to the...
No Rishon that we know of.
But I know of no Rishon quoted. Okay, the Mughal Avram brings it. Isa b'Zohar, Shechassidim Rishon Ahayim Ne'orim Kol Alayla, the Oskim, the Torah, Karnogu, Rov Halamdim, Lassus came. The Torah, the learned people do this. The Efshar Losses Tam Al Pipshuto. The Zohar has this whole reason about, you know, preparing for the meeting. He's Al Pipshuto. Look, he saw Hashem Kalos Allah. This Medrash that they slept all night. Hutzah Hakashbaral Haro Sam Kedisa Medrash is quicker than Lezer Parak Mamal. Lachain Onsim will attack him. That's what's called Tikkun Lezer Shruth. We have to fix that. All this. That's what says. I'm saying it's called Tikkun Lezer. Now Tikkun is the order, but Tikkun Lezer were in the second. We're talking about it. Now the Chok Yaakov in Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet, the Cotton Aleph, you know, Asa B'yom HaChamish L'Sud Orman, Old Kosu HaChorim Shalom Lishon B'Layla Rak Lasek B'Torah, V'Aschar Hu Godo, U'Kvar Nispashe Taminig Azeh B'Eine Hamon Am Lumod Yachad B'Asar. People get together and learn in a group. Al Pia Tikkun, so Tikkun means the order, you know, they say this whole thing and so on and so forth. So the Chok Yaakov brings Taka that people get together and do it, you know, in a group. Groups of people. Okay?
They had a set thing that they
did. So there was a set thing, yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, people say, I say, problem. Now, the Ben Ish Chai cautions us. Shana Rishona Parg Midbar Oz Gimel. And this causes a lot of problems for people to stay up all night. Yizaru Shalom Adabir Sikhas Kulin Kalalaila. Yeah, don't talk any chit chat. You're going to stay up and learn. Just stay up and learn. If you stay up and schmooze, that's a different point. The Tzarkhim Shmir Gedola Bizabalaila Zoo. Okay, because he knows what he's talking about. He says, "They say the whole Eishes Asif of the National Harbor, Darko say Yeter Holach Shil on the Daber Adibre Chol. When we Daber, they call about Loshon Hara and jocularity and goofing around and so on and so forth, right? And he says that's not right. The whole idea is they quote the Zohar, they stayed up all night learning, etc., etc. So better to go to sleep than to sit and schmooze. And stay up all night to learn for 10 minutes and go downstairs, have a piece of cheesecake and then schmooze with all the this one, this one, sip a cup of coffee, you know, right? And you know, some schmooze have a whole, you know, you get waffles and then scrambled eggs, you know, right? It becomes a hotel theorem, exactly. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Cotton Alice in Top Society $1.50. East of the Zar, Shasina Rashan and Aram Kalalila, Roskanatara, Marnogu Rova, Lomnu Lassus Kane, etc. East of the Sukhan Harizal, Da Shakomi Shabalila Yoshan Klau. The Ikar Hayosik Batara, if you didn't sleep and you're mostly learning, move to Chol Shiyashim Shnoso. You'll live out the whole year, nothing will be able to happen, or although Shum Nezek and so on, and I'm going to wrong brings his reason, etc. So it seems to be certainly, I mean, again, it's not the Gemara and the Mishnah, certainly, and it's not the Shulchan Aruch, it's not the Rabbah, but the post can quote the Zohar, and there is a minute in Kali Yisrael. But what about the Kasha? So we turn night into day, basically. Right? That's what we do. We're back to our theme of that night's here. This Yom, we treat like Pesach. We got it. Rechab Yom Ahu says Yochum Vod Yom. No, it becomes at night.
If we have
right, this is a point to the song. Okay, right, point to the song. But Bottom line, though, we have the kasha of the Maharal Prague. Maharal Prague answered for a Belezer and a Yeshua and a Bekiva. Okay, what about us, though? What about the fact that it's going to be a steerer to the joy of Yantar? So the question is, what is exactly the mitzvah? We're familiar, of course, with the mitzvah of Simchas Yantar. Okay? Pasuk, source 51, Perek, Tes Zion of Dvarim, Pasuk Yudalad, the Samachta Bechagecha, Atovin Chavayit, is a mitzvah of Simchas Yantar. What exactly is it? You could say, isn't this a steerer of Simchas Yantar? What is the mitzvah of Simchas Yantar? So let's see. So what is the mitzvah of Simchas Yantar? So there's another pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, later in the Chumash, Perek Chav Zayin Adorim, Pasuk Zayin. The Zavachta Shlomim V'Chalta Sham, the Samachta, the same word with Samachta, from which the Gemara derives, that the Iker Simcha is eating meat from Karbonos. That's the mitzvah of Simchas Yantar, to bring special Karbonos and eat the meat, which would imply that that mitzvah may not be applicable today if there's no Karbonos. Let's see. So at best, they're going to say, but what is it? We can't do it. We don't have Karbonos. So you look at Pesachim, Kuf Tesim Rav. You can look at Pesachim, Kuf Tesim, Shkut Echuz. We don't point to the Israel on the... Anyway, Kuf Tesim Rav, Pesachim, Tanaban, Chayav Adam, Sameach, Bonav, and Abaz, Uregel. Shneem Rav, Sameach, Tamech, Echa. Here the Gemara expands it. You should make everything in your house happy. Bamem, Samcham, B'yayin. Have good wine, people like that. And Abi Huda, Omer, Anashim, B'roi, Lahem, and Ashim, Lahem. Depends. Men and women like different things. Different people like different things. Anoshim relaham b'yayin. Men like aged good wine. Anoshim, what do they like? Tanar of Yosef, b'bavel, b'tzivonarachot, b'tzivonarachot, b'tzivonarachot. In Bava, the women like colored dresses. As you saw, they like white dresses. You know, whatever. Okay? And as Gar explains, Tanya, v'hudum b'ser omer b'zman, sh'beisim ikdash kayim, ein simcha ela b'baser, right? Sh'nem v'zach v'shlomo, achal v'shlom, v'smach v'shem v'kecha. What do we have? Like you said, Monty, it's not with the meat, but and so on, or other things. It's a different type of simcha.
We really are having yayin.
The only question I got to explain, though, it seems to me that the Gemara is not telling you have. You know, let's say it says you have to buy your wife a colored dress. So you buy her a colored dress. I told you 4 times, I don't like colored dresses. Why do you keep buying it? I'm sorry, it says in the Gemara. Right? That's what it says. It says, I bring a colored dress. She doesn't like it, makes it I like salads. Sorry, let's move past the cell, you get a cell test. Meanwhile, you're in bubble, you get a color. So obviously it doesn't mean.
In those days, the lady couldn't go to the store.
Different problem.
I mean, buy a present.
It's a present.
Somebody
can't be present. Yeah, different problem. Husband will get the wrong thing. That's a different problem.
That's
chazaka like that.
She had a credit card too. So I didn't really buy her.
Here it's a present. They give her a present, she's a surprise. Now, the There's a parallel Gemara Chagiga Chesam and Alkom over to Chesam Beis 54. Tanar Banan, Samach Bechach Rabbis Kol Menei Smachos and Simchon. The Kana Mechom Yisrael Yotzei Chavos from the Dom and the Dom was Ma'aseh Beim. That's Korbanos and so on. Other types of Smachos, but again, it seems to be Korbanos related. So Tosus says, we skip down to 57. Tosus and Moed Katan Yudalim Beis Asay the Yochin Mihu Nearly the Simchas Haregel nowadays Namid Rabbanos. That the whole mitzvah that was done nowadays is only drabonim. Because the Iker mitzvah is carbonus. All this other stuff is good. It's drabonim. Tosis. Now the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav, 58 Halachah Zayin, says no. Shivit Kimei HaPesach, Hushmona Shmei HaChag, okay, Im Shar Yom Tovim, okay, all the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot, and all the other Yom Tovim, Kulam Asur, Behesped of Atinus, the chayav adam liyisman tzameach v'tov lev who ubana v'isho v'nei beisho v'nei beisho v'nei v'samach v'chagecho. The Rambam is saying, not talking about karbonos here. The Rambam clearly seems to understand that mitzvah d'oraisa means manazeh. Okay? He says, afal pisha simcha murkani karbon shlomim, right? Even though original is karbon shlomim, but yesh b'chlal osa simcha included as well is this moach here, who ubana v'isho v'nei beisho v'nei beisho v'nei beisho v'nei beisho. You give the kids cloyos, the wheat kernel. That's the Rambam, not like those. Kids, you give them nuts. Same thing. I mean, if the kid comes, I don't like nuts, Dad. Can I have the chocolate? No. Says the Rambam, nuts. Okay, that's not even what he likes. Right? Just an example.
This whole train of thought started with
the
moron that staying up all night would conflict with
simple. Oh, so 1 second. Slowly. Good. Very good. Hold the foot one last thing. Okay, hold it. One last thing. The Shulchan Aruch also, Paskins like the Rambam, Simen Tov Kuf Chav Tes, of Arachayim, Tzivayz, Chayev Adam Leo, Sameach V'Tov Lei B'Moed. Should be in a jolly mood, should be happy, and he gives what they like and gives the people what they like and so on. The Mishabura says the Tazvab of 60, the Shabura from Tapku Khantas to Khantazvab. The whole mitzvah says him in a Torah. Okay, he seems to learn that it's a mitzvah says him in a Torah. And he quotes the Rambam Sukkot and Dazayim that Gamhu Bechlam Moedlin and Simcha and so on. Okay. And Chalam Moed as well? Okay.
Now, the Rambam said it already.
Okay. Let me just quote her. So here's the question now. One second. So good. So I would argue. No, so he's saying, according to the Rambam, it's a carbon plus other things. Everything.
If one's gone, we still have the other.
Right. Now, the only question is, I would argue nonetheless that Simchas Yontif, staying up all night is not a spirit of Simchas Yontif. That could be. But a Simchas Yontif is basically eating meat or drinking wine and so on. So you can do that. I haven't stayed up all night too. Okay. So, right. So if your mom is so exhausted, you can't. But the only thing is the Sameach V'Tov Leiv, you know. But all right, still, a person will be happy even if he's tired. The question to me is not so much Simchas Yontif. I think that you can explain away. But what about Oneg Yontif? What about Oneg Yontif? Let's talk for a few moments about Oneg. Let's see. Let's talk about Oneg. Okay, Simchas Yontif, I think, is not really a steward of staying up all night necessarily. You can be in a good mood and, you know, have good clothes and good food and everything else and still stay up all night. But what about Oneg Yontif? So Oneg Yontif, well, by Shabbos, Oneg appears in the Pasuk Yeshayim, 61, Parak Nun Ches, Pasuk Yudgimel. In Tosha, Mishabbos, Agrecha, Asos, Chaz, Yom, Kachi, Vikarosa, La Shabbos, Oneg, L'dosh Hashem Mechubad. That's Oneg and Kavod, Mechubad. Right? The call of the Shabbos day of Oneg and the holy day, Mechubad. The Rambam Hilchos Shabbos per kilometer is at Halacha Aleph. Arba Dvar Nemer B'Shabbos. There are four things about Shabbos. Shneim in HaTorah, Shneim in Divrei Sofrim. Two D'Oraisa, two D'Rabbanan, which were explained by the Nevi'im. So the Torah is Zachar V'Shamar, right? The Shnispash Shoy Dei Nevi'im, Kavod V'Oneg. So at least according to the Rambam, there's a concept of Kavod Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos, which is the Rabbanan, as explained through the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im didn't originate it. The Rabbanan of the Nevi'im later wrote down. Well, what's included in Oneg Shabbos? So it's interesting. It appears that sleeping is part of Oneg Shabbos. It's part of Oneg Shabbos. It's a very interesting Mordechai. Very interesting. Yeah, right. Shabbos. So, 1 second. Good. Well, okay, good. Okay, somehow this doesn't work as well, right? But Enochanami, we'll see. So there's an interesting pasuk, you know, the psukim, the Parshas Pinchas, the Perkav Ches pasuk by Shabbos says V'Yom HaShabbos, and by the Yom Tov it says about Olas HaBoker. So there's a Mordechai in Shabbos Perkav Kisei, remember Shin Tzadich 64, I think so. It says Amashenogu Olam. We saw what the Mordechai quotes. Maybe it's early, I don't know. Okay, it was Rishon. Kol Yemei Hashavua Misorin VaBoker LeBeis HaKnesset was followed. A little mode. Every Shabbat, during the week, people get up very early to come to shul, to daven, to learn. Over Shabbos, Yishenim Yosef B'Shachas. But Shabbos, people sleep later. There are people go to Hashkom Minyan. But still, even Hashkom Minyan is usually not as early as the earliest Minyan on the weekday. Okay, even Hashterah Kaka.
I'm in 10 to 9 over
here. Right, okay, I'm just saying. But Hashkom Minyan, I think, is not, you know, 7, 17, 7:30, it's not 6. You know, like, and Daf Yomi is 5:20, whatever, right? And so why is that? So he says, says the Mordechai, because Zeu Tamas Ladovish Bechoy Meshu will never be Tamas Shachar Baboker Baboker. Tamas Shachar the Shabbos will never be Boker, it'll be Yom HaShabbos. Lashon Zeh Mashma Icho, Yom is day, it's not Boker, it's earlier in the day. So that's what the Mordechai quotes. Okay? It's an interesting source. But whatever it is, you see that there's an Indian. Okay, we'll take a look now at the Maharil. The Maharil, Amar Risegal, Hikl Shabbos Oslam and Zion. He says about himself, Yom HaShabbos, Ani Maruch B'Shem. I sleep late too, Shabbos. He says, I sleep later on Shabbos. He said about himself. Omar Nali, that's Shekach Kabbalah B'Yodah B'Rabbo. That's the tradition he learned from Yitzhak Nothausen or whatever. Okay, Ashu Herelo Smach L'Zeb. He found the same source in Shabbos and so on. Now look at the end of that second line. He says, Kedei Shalavato Shem HaShachos to Oneg Shabbos. Sleeping late, you feel good. It's Oneg Shabbos. It's part of the joy of Shabbos. And he brings the same riot, but the point I'm interested in here in this Mariel is that he calls that Oneg Shabbos. Okay? And the truth of the matter is the Bach brings this Lahalocha, Arachayim Simon Reish Pei Aleph, the Mesadr and Brochas, etc. The Hochi Mashma Pshat 66. The Mariel Hilkos Shabbos, Ayin Shom, the Mashma, the Ika Atan, Shalavato Shema Shachju, Oneg Shabbos. The Kabbalah, the Aragonim, and so on and so forth. So you see that sleeping. So maybe we got out of the Simchas Yontif question, but the Oneg Yontif question. Sleeping is part of Oneg Yontif. Now you're going to deprive yourself of sleep. Yeah, you go to sleep during the day. What's the order? I don't know. Not only that, but the afternoon, the tour, right? So it's in Reis Tzadi, 67. Bimuragil b'sheina satarayim al yivata ki oneg hulo. The Ramah brings the halachot. Same thing, Reis Tzadi, 68. Ramah, bimuragil b'sheina satarayim, and if a person naps every afternoon, or every Shabbos afternoon, you should do it on Shabbos too. Don't not do it. It's oneg. You enjoy it. People enjoy sleeping. People feel good with you, feel refreshed and so on. So the question is, so how are we going to come back to the Maharal? And I think that's who's asking. How do you stay up all night and affect the Vato Oneg Yontif? That's really the question. You want to say you sleep in the morning, still it's not the same thing. So you could argue, one second, who says there is such a thing called Oneg Yontif? The Pasuk says a Karsal Shabbos Oneg. Oneg is only by Shabbos. So in fact, there are some Rishonim who learn that there is no Din of Oneg. There is no Din of Oneg Yontif. There's a discussion in the Avudram, 69.
He mentioned the Avudram.
We'll get to it in a second. Okay, we can get around here. But the Avudram, Meir Shal Shabbos, 69, Kosar Rav Gershon, Rav Shlomo, Hadlokas Ner B'Shetom, and Hadlokas Ner B'Shetom, Shabbos, that's part of Oneg Shabbos. Lighting Shabbos can is part of Oneg Shabbos. Okay, and he brings various rise to it. And he says, Mavarach in the third line, Adlokasa, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elkenu Mechom Asher, Kedishan, Zomlo, Hadlik Ner B'Shabbos, Avadlokas Ner Yomtiv Lo Nagu Levarach. The Avudram says, we do not make a bracha, see, Paskin, okay, it's not our practice, but he said, we probably do not make a bracha on Hadlokas Ner Zon Yontif. She'ena mitzvah chobik, it's not the same mitzvah. She bechlal oneg Shabbos. Look what he writes. Ava b'yomtiv, simchas yontiv matzanu, oneg yomtiv lo matzanu. Says the Avudram, we know about simchas yontiv, we never saw anything about oneg yontiv, and since Hadlokas Ner is an oneg, so there's no requirement to say a bracha on Hadlokas Ner. And the Sefer HaManig, right, so page Kufman Vav, Kufman Zayin, says the same thing. One second, say, hey, it helps you, like, I see at the table or whatever, but it's not part of the mitzvah, no mitzvah. What's that? So, okay, that's a different Gemara, but we'll get to the second. But that's what I wrote on Paskin. He said that's the key reason it doesn't apply. Okay, similarly, the Manik also. Sefer Manik says the same thing. He said, look, his nearest is a chover because of Shah. He mentions Shalom Bayis and Onik Shabbos. But then he says, okay, he says, we don't do it on Lil Yontif. So you could argue that, therefore, there's no Din of Oneg Yontif. Solves our problem. However, the Rambam, and as you know, we don't pass it. We do make a bracha on Lachas Neres on Yontif, too. Okay, we do. I mean, we don't, but our wives do, right? But, for example, the Rambam says in... Perek Hev, Hilchos Shabbos, Tov Ha'alev. He says, look, it's neighbor Shabbos, what the din is, and so on, and it's really incumbent upon both men and women. Meaning, as women do, no men, no women around, the men are divided also. And Chayv, Lavar, Kodom, Adloka, Brocha, Tov Hashem, Elokim, Echom, Asher, Kiddushon, Tov, Adik, Ner, Shul Shabbos. You have to make a Brocha, Adik, Ner, even though it's not Drabonis, it's like we do by all the other Drabonis. And 72, that goes, my men is, Perek Hev, Hilchos Shabbos, Tov Ha'alev, Oz, Alev, V'chein, B'yontif, Nogul, Adik, Ner, V'chein, he quotes Yushalmi, which I don't know. He says, "I'm madlik there beyontif, tzaruch levarach, asher kishanzov, madlik there beyontif." I go, "It's the same thing beyontif," and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way well. Two places: first, in Hilchos Shabbos, Simrei Samach Gimel Orachaim Siv Beis. You have to make echad v'nashim, echad v'nashim, and so on. You have to light Shabbos candles because it's bichlal oneg Shabbos in Siv Beis. Siv Hey, kishiyadlik yivarach, etc. Asher kishanzov, madlik there shul Shabbos. So we don't pass him like that, Avudram, but that's say for Amalek. The Shulchan Aruch says it again in 74, Hilchos Yontif, it's in the Tav Kuf Yud Dalet of Aruch HaSif Yud Alef, Amalek Ner Shiyontif, Tzorach Levaruch HaShir Kedushan Lahalek Ner Shiyontif, and the Mishabur says there, 75, so caught in Mem Ches, of Sim Tav Kuf Yud Dalet, Shadlok Kesev Yontif, Galken Mitzik, Mo Shabbos, also Mitzik.
Is that out of Oneg or out of Lopluk?
So that's the question. It doesn't really say it's out of Oneg. So you could argue, very good, you could argue that that's not a proof that there's a din of Oneg Yontif.
We didn't discuss, yeah, Shabbos, Kavod, or Oneg above.
Right, so the Rambam, says that these posts, again, the Avudra and the Manik said it is Oneg. So there, and they said there's no din of Oneg Yontif, but you don't have to agree with that. It's like one. And you can eat, right, but this covered Yontif too. It would be the same issue. It would go to the same court. But my point is that this would seem to be a raya that there is a din of Oneg Yontif. Okay, but I'm saying it's not necessarily the best raya because the truth be told, you could argue that there's really no din of Yontif. We lied anyway. Lo plug, however you want to explain. Shalom bias, other reasons. There's a Pnei Yeshua and Beitza, the last Pnei Yeshua in the whole Mishnah is Beitza. it's talking about, there is a din, Trumas and Mises on Yontif, that Yontif, the Shabbos is Koveya. You're allowed to eat things without having taken Trumas and Mises or Chilas Arai. Okay, it's like a snack. However, on Shabbos, it automatically labeled, even a snack is already called a Chilas Keva, but not Yontif. That's what he writes. Okay, he says, so he says, he brings Rayas from certain Gemaras. Look at the last line of the Bnei Yeshua there. He says, El Akob, Yontif, I said that Gemara is only Yontif, Yontif ain't a Koveya. Some sofer also writes in a tshuva, Chilak Archaim Sim Kuf Samaches 77. V'dad yesh chilak ben Shabbos yontif. The b'Shabbos oneg mefurosh v'lo achila. I'll kind of aneg b'tanu. Come back to that point. Okay. On yontif is simcha and simcha. You have to eat and different things. So he also quotes this distinction and implies that on yontif there's no din of oneg, only din of simcha. However, the Rambam leaves no doubt about it. Parak Vav v'chlesh yontif alochat tezayin 78. He says it can't say any more clear than that. Kishem shemitzel achavet Shabbos ulanga kach kol yomim tovim. Leave me alone, says the Rambam. Okay, it's all the same. The same mitzvah. There is a mitzvah on Yontif. I don't hear about candles, anything else. How do we know? He says because the pasuk says the kosher Shabbos owning v'likdosh Hashem mechubet. Says the Rambam. What's kadosh Hashem? Kol yomim tovim nema mikra kodesh. Kadosh Hashem. Every Yontif is called mikra kodesh. Ukvar biyana kibinah bonak shilchus Shabbos. So he says the same thing, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens that way as well. Top kuv chav tez mechan tivalot mitzvah yontif and so on and so forth. At the end, he says v'tzorech lechabzo ulaongo kimo b'shabbos, and that's the robe of all the pasuk like that. The Biur Grah there in Siman Top kuv chav tez mechan v'tzorech says you have to have machal mishnah, all these things, and it's kadosh Hashem, it's mikra kodesh, just like by Shabbos, no difference. The Rav Balatanya, the Alter Rebbe, says the same thing. Shulchan Aruch Rav Siman Top kuv chav tez tivalot 81. Kishem shemitzel chabad is a Shabbos anga kach choyom tovim shneimar lekdosh Hashem mechubad kuchoyom tovim neimar mikra kodesh the mishaburus you've gotten dalad the sim top kuf chavtes again tichsin across the Shabbos onik kodesh Hashem everybody says this mikra kodesh katcheu b'chusni so the overwhelming majority of the regular poskim the Rambam the Shulchan Aruch the Vilna Gaon the Shulchan Aruch the mishabur they all say there is a din of onik yontif too so that brings us back to our original question. So what's this business? Stay up all night, Shuas. What happened on Yontif? It's just, you're not going to, and we said that sleeping is part of owning. It's going to be a pagam in your owning. So the answer may be as follows. One answer is alludes to when that Shuas some so forth. There is a din, we spoke about it earlier this year. Tiny stuff, Yud Beis and Beis. If somebody has a bad dream, okay, Amar Rabbi Mechassi, Amar Rabbi Bargui, Amar Rabbi Yofa, Tiny Stuff, Kesha Norris, right? Nullifying or neutralizing the effect of a bad dream can be accomplished with tainus, called a tainus chalom. And the Gemara says, "Amar chista bo bayom." You got to do it the day of the dream. Amar v'yosef afilu b'shabbos. Yeah, we'll get to that. You can even fast on Shabbos. Look at the Rashi. Tainus v'beis on the afilu b'shabbos. Yochol is anus kadesh is batel sar gufo. Says the Ritva over there in tainus v'beis on the base. Okay. Even though you could argue dreams are silly, they're always fun. But nevertheless, there are people extremely upset. Sometimes you have a dream that you know really shakes you up, and you feel terrible about it, and so on. And you feel you want to do something. So, as you just said, Rizitter, Shabbo Alav Shechapes B'Maisav Yachzav B'Tshuva. It's part of Tshuva. You know, maybe you're getting a signal, and you just you correct your ways, and so on. Ve'amru Afila B'Shabbos. And look what he says: Ve'ina Zikichol B'Shabbos Yitarachem Yisrael Gatzar Ve'ina Ba'atzo. And so on. It's even more on Shabbos because other people are eating. And then he says, "V'al tismash yidchem mitzvos oneg Shabbos b'dever chalom." You could ask, "How could you push aside the mitzvah oneg Shabbos because of some dream?" Look what he says: "Shazuhi oneg shel Shabbos b'mokom hazeh." In this case, that is the oneg. Okay, shilohay ochel. If he would eat, just carry on business as usual. Hoya mitzvara. He'll be feel uncomfortable, feel nervous. Right? That he's gonna alzardino v'achshav rucha nochom. It's an egem z'tainis. Now he's happy fasting. Because he realized he's doing tshuva, and so he feels good about it. Right? That's what the Ritva says. The Mordechai also says in the first part of Shabbos, Remez Reish Chov Tes 86, Ubo boyom afilu b'Shabbos chomar, mutav shi'is'ana v'azoy elimo doig alachom, v'yesho yoser oneg b'taniso mi'b'achiloso. This guy today has more satisfaction, more pleasure in the fasting than in the eating. And therefore, the Rambam passed on the halacha. Parak alav v'chotanis halach yubeis. You can fast even on Shabbos, and you do all the, And he says, now you have to make it up, right? You close the door. That's a bit. Shulchan Aruch also.
That's the only.
Yeah, why does
it?
So that's a good question. That's a good question. Simreish Chop, the Sifrei Shulchan Aruch says also, so why do you have to make it up? Because you were about to on the Shabbos. You weren't about to on the Shabbos. It's true. Okay? Simreish Chop, the Sifrei says that you can fast even on Shabbos. Simreish Peches, Simdalad, Shulchan Aruch says, Kadesh Yikra, Zardino, and so on, but you should make up the fast another day. Because you were about to own Shabbos. So in a certain sense, you were about to own Shabbos. But that's the idea. This was your own egg. And it's not just fasting, as the Shabur says in Simreish Pechas, in his cousin Zion. The Gami Vala Kalam B'Torah. We'll learn and do tshuva and so on. She'll get a kapara. So with this, we can say, that solves our problem. If a person is up all night and you feel good and you're learning and you get satisfaction out of that, that goof was your own egg. You didn't sleep. You'll be tired the next day. But I fulfilled own egg through the learning. So that's the Madrega, goes back to Ben Ishchai. You can stay up all night schmoozing, so I'm not sure if that's, you know, what kind of, maybe your outer satisfaction, also brings you a Neshama satisfaction, right? You're learning, and you feel your kind, that is the Oneg. It's not a bit of Oneg, that is the Oneg, right? That's one suggestion.
That if it was your Oneg to drink, if it was going to now put you to sleep, or it was going to make you incoherent for davening.
Right, and so, good, and a Harami. So you have to weigh it. I say if you're going to be so sleepy you can't daven properly, that every person has to weigh his own, because you have to look at the whole picture. Exactly what you're saying. Exactly right. You have to look at the whole picture. How are you going to be able to function? Are you going to be able to not? Are you talking not going to function all the next day? Everybody's different. It's completely subjective. Everybody's different. Okay. Some people anyway stay up late at night. You know, so it's easier for them. And you nap during the day, and you know it works out. So, but. To push yourself, well, it depends on yourself. Absolutely. If a person's not going to be able to daven properly, I said all night, you remember this, I was telling them to stand up from sukkah to you don't fall asleep. I can bang a little bit, bang on the table a little bit. Keep doing it. As you got to do, you know, you keep yourself awake. That's not very tough, right? That's what Abdomas, you know. People never heard Abdomas. Yeah, because you're a Shabbos. Anyway, one other thing, the last two stories I'm going to finish, I heard this from Russia Weiss. He says something else also. It's not a bit on Oneg Shabbos, because Oneg Shabbos, or Oneg Yontif in our case, it's not a bit, you don't have to, it's not a din you have to sleep. Oneg can be observed, it's a similar idea. Oneg can be observed in many ways. He brought the example, you know, the Pasuk, of course, says in Pashka Dosh, where you could pray, you could test, but you could come over. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Avot, Perek Yudal Lachal for Lesser. Mitzvah Sashay Shal Divrayim, he gives a whole bunch of mitzvah Darbonim. Levakir Cholim, Nechavavelin, Lotzi Asam, Lotzi Amei, Lachmiz Kala, Lavas Orchim, right? All these things that are mitzvah of a chaveiro. He says that they're abanan, the divrayim. But then he says, Afal pisha kol mitzvah elam divrayim, hein b'chol v'ahavta lecha kamocha. They're under v'ahavta lecha kamocha. Wait a minute. V'ahavta lecha kamocha is mid'oraisa. So he says, mid'oraisa is a concept called v'ahavta lecha kamocha. There are many different ways. Would you say that tonight, let's say, I didn't go visit someone in the hospital. Has mevatel the mitzvah bikur cholam? Wasn't mevatel the mitzvah bikur cholam? Right? I just didn't do it. Huh?
If you saw a problem,
but if I did something else, I helped someone. There's other, there are many ways to do it. There are a thousand ways to do it. So the Rabbanan said these are all kiyum and in the Hafter Chamocha. That's his question. Okay. Yeah.
Then I would have to do it without the Rabbanan.
Right, I understand, but they formalize. Let's put it that way. So Rav Asher Weiss wanted to say the same thing. The mitzvah Oneg Shabbos, Oneg Yontif. That concept, we'll argue, like the Rambam and like most of the Poskim, that's even that. But there are different ways to do it. So you wouldn't say, if a particular Shabbos afternoon, I personally nap Shabbos. I'll say one Shabbos afternoon, I didn't nap, I want to learn, I'm preparing a shiur. You'd say I was Mivato, Oneg Shabbos, I didn't sleep? No. There are many ways to do Oneg. It's a similar idea. But anyway, the idea of staying up all night, Shavuos night, you turn day into night, or I'm sorry, night into day, you know, like on Pesach night, which was the original practice, apparently. If a person can be successful, and successful the whole day, you have to know about davening, you have to have a family, you have obligations, and so on. I once said many, many years ago that it would be much more productive, because, you know, the truth of the matter is, Shavuos night, not only because it's nighttime, but by the time there's not that many hours. You know, I used to have all kinds of grand plans. I would do Shavuos night. By the time I get to Shavuos, it's after 12, because we're bringing Shavuos late. You know, and by 4:30 already, people are washing, getting ready to daven. You know, it'd be much more productive if you had it on Shavuos afternoon. Everyone should get together at 1 o'clock, daven mincha, 8 o'clock, you have 7 hours of start learning. Somebody proposed years ago. And my wife said, oh, we'll stay home, take care of the children. Thank you very much. Where's our 2 hours?
No,
so that was the end of that. So I said, okay, all night. Want to stay up all night and the kids sleep? That's fine. But in any event, that's the idea of all night. I wish everyone, right, I wish everybody a good yontif and a good Shabbos and a good yontif.
You're not opening any of
your. All right. Remember, you have to work it out.
Just hang on.
Yes, okay.